A Tofino Area First Nation wants popular Mackenzie Beach to return to its indigenous name, Tinwis. In the language of the Tlaokahht Nation, Tin means calm, and Wis means beach. Together, they mean calm waters. A Change.org petition calling on the BC government to recognize Tinwis as the official name has gathered more than 1,600 signatures. Our goal is to see 5,000 signatures, Tlaokahht Natural Resources Manager Saya Maso said. We hope to create a little bit of a stir and keep seeing progress. The issue will be on the agenda for the Tofino Council meeting on Tuesday, following a request by several councillors. We're looking forward to discussing it at the council table, said Cown. Kat Thomas. According to the book Tofino and Clayoquot Sound, the beach was named for Vimy Ridge veteran Donald Mackenzie, who became keeper of the region's Leonard Island Lighthouse in the mid-1920s before buying 400 meters of the beach's shoreline in 1929 for $250. Among those who have signed the petition is Tofino resident Caitlin McCormick, who said indigenous names should be honored, not just for Tinwis but for all of Tofino and beyond. Maso said the Tlaokahht name for the beach came from their knowledge of the waters, the place, what is at the site. The District of Tofino website describes the beach as sheltered from the wind by large tidal rocks producing calm waters and smaller waves. Maso said the Tlaokahht Nation has operated the Tinwis Best Western Resort at the beach since the 1980s, popularizing the name. At least for us and a lot of people in the region, that's a hallmark hotel, he said. So people have bandied the word, Tinwis, around for a long time. The resort sits on a former residential school site that was repurposed by the nation, said Maso, adding the resort's restaurant was known for a time as the Calm Waters Restaurant. The nation wants to learn how the renaming process works, and create a team of contacts that can work on other locations, Maso said. There are lakes, rivers, islands and marine channels, he said. There's a myriad of place names that we would like to restore. The name change process begins with a submission to the BC Geographical Names Office, after which the office invites affected municipalities, regional districts and First Nations to comment, with input usually gathered over the course of 9 months to a year. Place names reflect the cultural history and heritage values of the people living in an area, the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport said in a statement. Over time, some place names may no longer represent a community's values and name changes may be necessary. Recognizing and restoring indigenous places is part of the province's commitment to truth and reconciliation, the ministry said. In the capital region, Mount Douglas Park was officially renamed in 2022 to the Senkotan word PKOLS, meaning, White Rock. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com